Okay, so are you ready to like really reimagine the future of work? Because today we're diving into this whole thing, hybrid work 2.0.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing to say 2.0, but it makes
Yeah.
sense, right? Like we had that first wave of just everyone figure it out,
Total dumpster fire, right?
pretty much. But now we're figuring out, okay, what actually works long term, and honestly, some of it is not pretty.
Well, and that's what's interesting, right? Like we all got kind of thrown into this remote work experiment during the pandemic, but now we're starting to see the long-term effects in this Event Anywhere article we're looking at today called it straight up zombified businesses.
Yeah, zombify, that's a bold choice.
Right. Like what does that even mean?
Well, they're talking about this thing where companies basically went online overnight, right? Like Zoom became the office and it was just constant video calls all the time.
Ugh, I can feel the Zoom fatigue already.
Right, and that's part of it. This idea that we just took the old way of working and slapped it onto this new technology and it's just not working.
So it's not just Zoom fatigue, it's this deeper sense of like disconnection almost.
Totally. It's like companies are going through the motions, but that energy, the creativity, that spark you get from a really engaged team is
Yeah.
just gone.
So how do we fix it? How do we bring these zombie businesses back to life?
Well, the article actually has a really interesting suggestion.
Okay, let's hear it.
Asynchronous communication.
Okay, so break that down for me. What does that even mean?
So it's basically the opposite of this always-on mentality, right? Instead of constant real-time demands, it's about giving employees the flexibility to work and communicate on their own schedule.
So instead of like back-to-back Zoom meetings, it's more like emails, project management tools, even pre-recorded videos, anything that allows for more autonomy.
Exactly. And it's not just about convenience. It actually has the potential to really shake things up in terms of like traditional power structures.
Now that's interesting. Tell me more about that.
Well, think about it. When you empower employees to manage their own time, to work in a way that actually suits their needs and preferences, you're saying, we trust you.
And that trust is huge, right?
Huge, because when people feel valued and respected, they're way more likely to be engaged and productive.
Right. It's like you're giving them ownership over their work lives.
And that can have this ripple effect, right? Like fostering trust and transparency and accountability throughout the whole organization.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this could be a game changer, but how does this asynchronous communication thing actually work in practice? Like, give me some examples.
Okay, so imagine this. Instead of forcing everyone to clear their calendars for a 2-hour team meeting, what if you flipped the script and did a screencast instead?
Okay, so you record a short video presentation and get your point across, and people can watch it on their own time.
Exactly. No more scheduling conflicts, no more trying to keep everyone engaged during a marathon meeting.
I like it. What else?
Think about how you give feedback on projects right now.
Usually a super long email chain.
The worst. So instead, try recording a quick voice note. It's more personal, it's more engaging, and it allows for way better tone and nuance than you can get with text.
It's like having a conversation without actually having to have a meeting.
Exactly. And even for those meetings that you absolutely can't avoid.
Because let's be real, there are always going to be some of those.
Always. Even then, you can still incorporate asynchronous elements.
How so?
Record the meeting. Make it available for anyone who couldn't attend or wants to go back and revisit certain points.
So no more, sorry I missed the what happened.
Exact.
That's brilliant. But this article goes even further, right? Like they're really pushing for this video first approach for everything.
Yeah, and I know what you're thinking, like, isn't that a bit much? But they actually make a really good case for it. Like, even short, informal videos can be a game changer.
Okay, I'm listening. Sell me on this whole video first thing.
Okay, so say you need to explain like a complex design change to a colleague, right? You could write this super long, detailed email.
And hope you didn't forget anything.
Exactly. Or you can just send a quick video
It's so
message.
much faster.
Way faster. Plus, you can convey so much more through video, right? Like your tone of voice, your facial expressions, even your body language. It just adds this human touch that gets lost in text.
Totally. It's like bridging that gap between the digital and the physical, which is something we're all kind of struggling with in this hybrid world.
For sure.
Yeah.
But of course, with any new technology, there are always concerns.
Like privacy, for example.
Exactly. And the article talks about that. They emphasize the need for transparency, like what's being recorded, how it's being stored, who has access.
And that's huge, right? Like employees need to know that their privacy is being protected.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And just as important is the right to opt out. Like, not everyone is comfortable being on camera all the time,
Right.
and that's totally fine.
It's about giving people the option.
Exactly. And it's also about setting clear boundaries around work hours. Like, just because work can happen at any time doesn't mean it should.
That is so important. We talk about Zoom fatigue, but the burnout potential with hybrid work is real.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And asynchronous communication is supposed to help with that, right? It's about creating flexibility, not adding to the pressure of being always on.
So for those listening who are like drowning in Zoom meetings, feeling that burnout creeping in, where do they even start with all of this?
Honestly.
Yeah.
Just start small. Like, maybe suggest a screencast for your next team update instead of a meeting. Or try sending a voice note instead of an email.
Dip your toes in the asynchronous water.
Exactly. And see what works for you and your team.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be this big dramatic overnight change.
Right. It's all about finding what works for you and your team.
Totally. And as you're going through that process, like, really pay attention to what actually makes you feel more productive, more engaged, happier even.
Because shouldn't work be more than just checking things off a to-do list?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It should be sustainable, right? Like, you should still have time and energy for all the other things that matter outside of work.
That's the dream, isn't it?
It is. And I think this whole shift towards hybrid work 2.0 with this asynchronous communication and empowering employees, it's kind of like breathing new life into work.
I like that. Like, we started this whole conversation talking about zombified businesses. And now it's like, okay, wait, we can actually make work more human again.
Exactly. It's not just about working differently. It's about working better.
Right. Love it. So for our listeners out there who are ready to ditch the Zoom zombie life and embrace this new way of working, what's the one thing you want them to take away from this deep dive?
That's a good question. I think it's just, don't be afraid to challenge the status quo.
Yeah.
Like, the future of work is flexible, and it's really up to all of us to shape it.
So true. Think bigger, work smarter, and maybe even reclaim those lunch breaks.
Now that's a future I can get behind.
Right. All right, folks, that's it for this deep dive into the future of work. We hope you're feeling inspired to shake things up and find a way of working that actually works for you. Until next time.